And speaking of fabulous musical talents, dear listeners, have I got some musicians to share with you. The Harmony people are in the house. Angelisa Aitken and Gary Garrett are eager to regale us with their own delightful brand of tuneful crooning. So while I get this duo set up with mics, we'll listen to a song from their CD, When There Is Music. And the song is called When There Is Music.
When there is music, all is right in the world. When there is music, all is well. When there is music, all is right in the world. All is right in the world. When there is song, when there is rhythm, when there is rhythm, all is right in the world. When there is rhythm,
when there is rhythm,
all is well. When there is rhythm, all is right in the world. All is right in the world. When there is song,
when there is melody,
when there is melody,
all is right in the world.
When there is
melody,
when there is melody,
all is well.
When there is harmony, all is right in the world. When there is harmony, all is well. When there is harmony, all is right in the world. All is right in the world. When there is when there is music, all is right in the world. When there is music, all is well. When there is music, all is right in the world. All is right in the world. When there is song,
sing it with me.
All is right in the world when there is song.
That's right.
All is right in the world when there is song.
Now that was beautiful. That was written by Angelisa Aitken of the Harmony People. And it was called Where There Is, When There Is Music. And it's from their CD, which is also called When There Is Music. And when there is music, I bet you that the Harmony People might well be in the house. The Harmony People are Angelisa Aitken and Gary Garrett, who are here with me in the house right now. So we're going to have a little sound check, but do you want to talk a little bit first, and then we'll have a...
Start by saying good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Love Ashland. We come here every summer, and it's so beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gary?
No, I'm Gary. That was Angelisa that you just heard.
I suppose yeah. It could have been the other way. But
this is our last day in town before we head out on the road. We're going to the Northwest on eight gigs. We've got eight shows in the Pacific Northwest, and then we'll be back in Ashland for a week.
Yeah, at the end of the month, we do have a show at the Randall Theater in Medford It's a beautiful little theater if you haven't been there. Beautiful little renovated theater. I think there's 50 seats. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I think there's 60.
60. Oh,
okay. I've been there.
Six,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Yeah. And Robin Downward, the host, is awesome. There's generally finger foods and wine. We'll see.
Yeah, anyway. It's a very pleasant evening. Do you know the actual date of that?
Yes, it's Saturday the 27th of August.
Saturday, August 27th. So we'll keep that in mind.
And tickets are online now.
Great. So we're going to have a little sound check because that's always good to do. So let's go with Gary first.
Well, let's see. Can you hear the guitar at all? Here's the some guitar and some talking, which I'll sing just about this same loudness.
I like having it up a little bit for the guitar.
How about if I, let's see if I can, can you sing a little further back from the mic so that our voices are balanced?
Sure.
And I'm so glad there's still light out. There are wildflowers growing on the sides of these volcanic hills. The dust robs the colors from the cardboard cutout mountains. The glowing zigzag canyons catch the sun.
All right.
That, oh my gosh, a new song. Beautiful. What's that called, by the way? I'm sure we'll be getting
it. Headed Home.
Headed Home. All right. And I'd like to hear Angelisa all by herself now, please.
I'm so glad there's still light out. There are wildflowers growing on the sides of these volcanic hills.
Okay, that's beautiful. Now, what I noticed was, Gary, a little bit more from you, please.
Okay, great. The dusk robs the colors from the cardboard cutout mountains. The glowing zigzag canyons catch the sun.
Beautiful. Okay, I think we got you as good as it's going to get. Because
if the balance seems weird, just say back and forward it for one of us.
More of anything, we could use more guitar, but you're on the same mic, so I don't want to. But the guitar sounds good. I hear it. So maybe we'll just go with that and
all
see.
Right.
So, dear listeners, what's happening is, you know, often on soundboards, I like to describe to my dear listeners, I have three sliders, one for me, one for Angelisa, and one for Gary. And I can put those up or down as need be. However, I only have one main thing to show my levels. So unless we check them individually, it would be difficult for me to tell which one is too loud or too soft. So we did it individually. I'm just going to leave it set about there, and we'll just go with that. So, yay. So that is such a beautiful song. And in honor of our friend Kindler, who just passed away, I'd love that song. What's it called again?
Headed Home.
Headed Home. He is headed home and in a good way.
Yeah.
So I would love it if you guys feel like singing that one right
now.
We'd
love to. This is a co-write. Gary and I, it's about being on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see.
And we wrote it on the road, too.
We wrote it on the road.
Sweet.
Put on cruise control. Got out the guitar.
Hopped on the backseat.
I can just picture that.
Popped out the recording music. No.
Awesome.
The equipment part.
Okay.
Headed home. I'm so glad there's still light out. There are wild flowers growing on the sides of these volcanic hills. The dust robs the colors from the cardboard cutout mountains. The glowing zigzag canyons catch the sun. We drive a mile a minute through the countryside. We fly 1,000 miles across the sky. The journey's even better when we're headed home, you and I. The half moon is a bowl of light, stranded in the fog bank, reflecting the rusty city glow. There's still color in the way.
western sky, where the planets are emerging in the plane of the ecliptic in a line. The red-tail lights show us the way. The white headlights on the other side are headed back where we were yesterday. To the loved ones we left behind miles ago this morning, the glow of our affection still alive. And the loved ones who are waiting now in the lights beyond the mountains and the constant reunion of our lives. We drive a mile a minute through the countryside. We fly 1,000 miles across the sky. The journey's even better when we're headed home, you and I. I'm so glad there's still light out. There are wildflowers going on the sides of these volcanic hills, reflecting on the beauty and the sights along the way. The driving is behind us now. It's always such a pleasure to be home.
It's just beautiful. Thank you. Made me cry. Good sign, dear listeners. I encourage you to seriously consider coming on August 27th to the Randall Theater when the Harmony people will be able to show you themselves visually as well. But you know what? It's difficult for me to keep my eyes open during because it just sink into the story and into the... Those lyrics were just such beautiful word painting. Just beautiful. Oh, I just love that. That the lyrics are music in themselves, then you... the element of the music and the together and the harmonies. Oh, I just can't say enough about how that charmed me and...
Thank
went
you.
Directly into my heart. Blah, blah, blah. Sorry.
Well, yeah. You know, that really is what it started out as. The themes of the meaning of the song didn't emerge until later. We just started off by describing the beautiful drive that we were experiencing. And then all the meaning emerges from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Our songs typically start with a seed of some sort. Mm-hmm. And we develop that for a little while. And then... within days, or in some cases, months, the rest of it reveals itself to us.
Yeah.
It's kind of how it feels.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had times when I've written a song and the lyrics come to me and I write them down and I go, I don't even understand what that means. This is what happens to me sometimes.
Right.
But it's something's telling me this is the lyrics. So I do it. And maybe 6 months later, I go, okay, I get it now. You know, it's like it slowly filters into why it was those lyrics.
Once in a while, somebody tells us what the lyrics mean.
Oh, I love that.
Emphatically.
Oh, this is what
they do. They get right up there and they go,
I love how you said that, how you implied that. Oh, wow, that's pretty cool. All right, yeah, that's what it means. All right.
Well, it just kind of proves how interconnected we all are, really, you know,
which
is really wonderful.
I take it as a very good sign if somebody gets passionate about telling us how they want our song to end, or could we change that one verse to go this direction because that's where their mind went. And, you know, it's really exciting when they get that passionate about it, that they have that courage to come up and say, I want it like this. I want it like this.
Uh-huh.
It's so funny. It's
like you need the ending of a story to be different.
Well, they do sometimes. It's a very good song.
Yeah.
That and crying. So we appreciate crying.
Oh, yeah. Crying is...
We do it ourselves.
Universal release, for so many things.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for that song. And so, although I've had you on before, but I know I have rotating and different listeners all the time, so I wonder if you would just tell us a little bit about how you met and that fun story, you know, and all that.
Yeah. Well, I just turned the book to that page because this song is our origin song.
Oh. And yeah, we were introduced by this song.
Yeah,
it's one I brought to the party. But both Angelisa and I are songwriters, and we each brought our own songs. And then since we got together, of course, we've been co-writing like the previous one. This one's one I brought to the party, and I was singing it to a group of about 40 or 50 people. I'd never met. We had never met. And all of a sudden, something started going through Angelisa's head down there in the crowd.
Yeah, the harmony to this song was just crystal clear between my own ears. And I actually felt a moral duty to sing it out loud. And I had a little bit of a moment of, my God, is this a rude thing to do? Maybe, but hey, I got to do it. And it's not something I do very often. So I just sang full voice to him and the rest of the room that was listening. And he gave me, you know, nonverbal yes. And then we never met until the next morning by chance over breakfast at the restaurant on this resort where we were both at.
And I went over and said, hey, aren't you the one that sang last night?
Yeah, and I was on a five-week, I live in Hawaii, but I was on a five-week road trip, and he said, are you coming through the Bay Area? And I said, yeah, I'll be here three more times in the next 5 weeks. And he said, well, please come and be my guest. Let's do a little more singing. And I said, you bet. And then we started singing a couple days later at his house in San Francisco, and within 20 minutes we both knew that this blend was not to be bypassed. It had to come out of us and into the world. So we both kind of dropped everything and started traveling back and forth between Hawaii and San Francisco to make music together. And it's been almost 3 years now. This fall we will have met. I think we met in October or September. And 3 years ago. So we've been touring ever since. And this is the Harmony People.
Great story. And once again, you know, it's always good to follow your inner knowing, because even if you're not sure why it is you're doing it, you know, look what came out of that. That's just so amazing to me. I just love stories like that. So thank you. And
So here it is. Here's the song. And now imagine me up there listening to this harmony coming out of the audience.
It's called Be Love.
He didn't look much like a holy man.
Mm-mm-mm.
I hadn't known him very long.
Mm-mm-mm.
Something in his eyes told me he'd seen it all. And so I sang him my sad song. I said, I've been chasing women half my life. The other half, they're chasing me. It always seems to lead to trouble. What can the problem be? He said, you gotta be love. Be love. Said, I understand the mission.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
To find the one you're dreaming of. And in these days, I know you truly can. Look everywhere for love.
But think about it, where does love come from anyway? You know it comes from you and me. What a funny game to look for love when you own the factory.
Oh, yeah. I love that piece. Thank you so much. That is great. You said before that song, sometime in our last little bit of talk, that you dropped everything. Do you guys each have other jobs that you do, or are you actually able to make it as musicians?
Make it depends on what you mean.
Well,
by make, it.
Make enough. Of course, you're there as musicians. That's totally the wrong way to say it. Are you able to have enough money to live on just that, or do you need to still keep
a
day job?
I would say when we're on tour, we do make some money.
We make money on our tours.
Yeah, and we make money from our album sales, particularly at concerts. And we do fine. And right now, we'd love to increase the abundance by tenfold, and it'll be great. Right now, this is all we're doing. I do occasional body work on people and occasional life coaching, but really, this is filling up the available bandwidth, and it's a blast. So, this is what we're doing.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
that so often is not the case, and that's why I was curious as to how you were doing. Yeah. So, Angelisa, you going to sit for a while? Fine.
I prefer to stand when I sing.
Okay.
I'm just sitting for a second.
I was just going to move the mic if you needed. Okay, very good. Very good. So, tell us a little bit about each of your musical backgrounds before you even, had you taken lessons, or you're just more of a in the shower singers? What all? You obviously have natural talents, but I was just wondering about that.
Well, I started writing songs when I was 17, and I never stopped. Been consistently writing songs and performing them that long. I've had a bunch of other careers. He who dies with the longest resume wins. it's a typical, it's the kind of bio you see on the flyleaf of a book. Writers tend to have done this. That's my history, and I'm completely self-taught, guitar and vocal and songwriting and everything.
Wonderful. Cool.
Angelisa?
I've been kind of like a lifelong singer is the best way I could put it. I just remember I just came out of the womb singing, I'm pretty sure. And I've been singing ever since. I was always a part of a chorus or choir. My brother is a fantastic guitar player. And because he and I share DNA familial connection, we were a pretty good duo for a long, long time. He has a real feel for me, and we were often in a band together when I was growing up. And I did study music. I've studied voice on and off throughout my adult life, and acting. I'm also an actress. Ooh. I love to perform and communicate. I love to communicate to people using my entire instrument here. Mm-hmm. And singing is my first love. And that's really it. Just been going on forever.
Uh-huh.
And I expect it to go on for quite a while more. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I hear the folk element in your style. What else would you say are some of your influences and maybe inspirations for music?
I love the sound of modern gospel. It doesn't matter about the words so much as the feel of the music. It's so uplifting and rhythmic and expressive.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. And I love Celtic sounds. Some of the music we make is very really hard to categorize the genre of some of the songs that we write together and some of the songs that I have written. They kind of come through, and then they're what they are, and people try to describe it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
That's fine. Gary?
My parents were big music fans. They met doing a musical play together. And I grew up listening to Sons of the Pioneers, Stan Kenton, lots of blues, lots of jazz, lots of 40s popular music. I'm a big fan of the songwriting skills that went into Tin Pan Alley songs and also, of course, all the great songwriters of the 70s, Neil Young and Cat Stevens and Elton John. And, you know, those are all big influences, too.
Yeah.
But we bring must probably 20 genres into our music. It's a fusion music and very much on purpose, a goulash of styles. And every song, we want every song to sound different.
And they do.
Great.
They're each a wonderful story, like a little gem in themselves. And so the CD is made up of the jewels of the necklace that goes round your throats that sing for us.
Yum.
Yum. So you got another one for us?
Yeah,
sure.
I just wanted to ask you, do you foresee us singing two more or one more? Then we can decide.
We've got about 54, about another 20 minutes.
Oh, I'd say.
Oh,
two
okay.
For sure.
Great.
At least.
Well, what would you like to sing, Gary?
This one's great.
I
want to do this one.
Okay,
I'm all
great.
Tuned up for it. I've done some croonful tuning. Now we can do some
croonful tuning.
Okay.
This one's called holo holo, or driving.
Holo holo is the Hawaiian word for road trip.
So, yeah, pay attention to the dates.
Sunday morning on the island, I've got my pedal to the floor. Life is good here on the island. The tourists don't come around anymore. I've got my 42 Chevy and a gallon of gasoline. You've got the prettiest smile I have ever seen, and we're driving, driving. Sunday morning on the island, the air is cool and the road is clear. All alone here on the island since Andy's truck broke down last year. I haven't seen a vapor trail since 2044. I wonder if there's anyone on the mainland anymore. But we're driving, holo holo, driving, no particular place to go. Driving, holo holo, driving, nothing on the radio. Sunday evening on the island, time to turn and head for home. This stretch of highway went back with Pele in the 47th flow. I hear the crunch of cinder as I turn my car around. Your hand takes hold of mine, the sun is going down, and we're driving, holo, holo, driving, holo, holo, driving, no particular place to go, driving, nothing on the radio.
Beautiful. Thank you. Holo, holo.
Holo, holo.
That's a Hawaiian word for, say that again.
Driving around aimlessly or walking, you know, going, sort of. Walkabout.
It's for fun.
Okay. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Well, with so much traveling, as traveling musicians do, I can see why many of your songs involve just the movement of that. And they have that feel to it. It's like it had the feel of a walkabout. It had a walking pace, good walking pace.
You got to have the love of the road.
Yeah, I guess so.
And
yeah,
and sure, we do. Sure. You know, I was raised in California and moved to Hawaii when I was in my early 30s. But, you know, meeting up with Gary and doing these tours on the West Coast has brought California back into my life in the most incredible way. The whole West Coast, really. I'll be places and I'll go, this is so nostalgic. I know my family was here. You know, I'll be in some little town and I go, this is part of my childhood. I've been here. My family were big road trip people. So we went camping up and down the coast. And so anyway, it's a wonderful reprise for me.
Yeah. Great. Great. Well, I know you got at least one more song for us.
Yeah. Would you like to hear our very newest song?
Yeah.
Well, we'd love to sing it to you.
All right, I'll listen.
Okay, great.
This one's called Indian Summer, and it's another co-write. Soon to be released as a single and as part of our album in the making.
Okay, here we go.
This Indian summer caught me by surprise. I only brought my winter clothes, and it's warmer than July. There was a ruby-throated hummingbird making a rumble like a didgeridoo, or maybe a 5-pound bumblebee. She hovered above me, iridescence on display, dazzling my third eye, as if she wanted to say, keep living your passions, keep on singing true, and this Indian summer will accompany you. And this Indian summer
will last your whole life long. She hovered above me, iridescence on display, dazzling my third eye, and I could swear I heard her say, keep living your passions, keep on singing true. And this Indian summer will accompany you. Keep your heart as your compass while you sing your song. And this Indian summer will last your whole life long. Though the days have gone gray, cloudy and cold, I can still hear that hummingbird and the fortune she told. I still feel her with me, iridescent in the sky, in the middle of February, the month of Saint Valentine. Ooh, indeed.
Oh, yeah. That's just gorgeous. It had such this timeless feel with Gary's guitar. Boom, 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 boom. It's just like this steady going through there. I really loved that. That was awesome. The whole thing, just gorgeous.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tell us a little bit. I know that you're going to be back here August 27th. But, you know, I have online listeners, and also some of our listeners might have friends elsewhere. I wondered if you'd tell us some of your upcoming gigs and where they are.
You bet.
Okay. First of all, the place to go to check on us is theharmonypeople.com. One word, theharmonypeople.com, and it has our whole tour calendar. But we're going to have a house concert in Portland on August 7th. Another one, pardon?
I believe that it is open to the public,
yes,
so if
is.
You'd like to come, just let us know, and we'll get you an invite and directions.
Harmonypeople@gmail.com, or Aletha can hook you up.
Yes, I can hook you up.
That's right. Check with the station. They have all of our information, yeah. And so August 7th house concert, another open to the public house concert in Eugene on August 9th. We have a gig in, we're playing at the Olympia Farmers Market on August 11th. We've got the main stage there, Olympia, Washington. We've got a gig in Bellingham on the 13th, a benefit for the Jazz Project. We told them we aren't strictly jazz, but they didn't mind a bit.
Sound jazzy enough to
That's
me.
Right. And other house concerts in the Seattle area throughout that time. We've got several other ones. We'll be back in Ashland again. For 1 week, and we have two shows, actually, during that time. There is the 27th at the Randall Theater, and also we'll be singing First Friday on September 7th at Love Revolution.
Oh,
we'll be
sweet.
Giving a concert at probably 6 p.m. on
September 2nd.
September 2nd.
Okay. The September 1st.
September 1st Friday at Love Revolution.
There you go.
Very
and
good.
And then after that, we're going to head down to the Central Coast, I think, is next. And then to LA, we have one concert in Pasadena. And then back up into the Central Coast for some more. And then back to the Bay Area, where we do have a concert towards the end of the summer
in
at
Berkeley.
A new venue in Berkeley called the Back Room. Back Room in Berkeley. It's a new acoustic music venue. I think there'll be a PA, but it's this type of music.
They have couches for 100.
Right. What? So it's like a living room concert for the public. So it's all there, as well as links to our music online, et cetera, et cetera. Some video and some stories. So
www.theharmonypeople.com. You can find it all there, and you can always also ask yours truly, your host, Aletha Nowitzki. And there you go. How would you most like to see your music affect the world, you guys?
Wow.
I know.
Well, we often say that if we listened to our own lyrics, we'd be enlightened.
Yeah.
And the really the
right, and we don't have ego problems either.
Of course.
We all. Yes, we do. That's why we didn't get enlightened yet.
That's right.
We teach to learn.
That's right.
Yeah, see the change you want to be in the world.
Yeah.
I like that turnarounder.
So yeah, of course we want. My goal in songwriting always since I was a kid is to create some kind of an aha experience with the music. And by telling a story rather than by explicitly stating the aha experience, art, poetry, music can get underneath all the mental barriers and creates subtle shifts in people. It happened all the time to me when I was growing up. And I know for one would love to continue to contribute to what music does for our culture.
Yeah. That's right. Like you said, it's just a matter of touching people's hearts, hopefully opening space for expansion. And so we tend to write lyrics that are on the positive and above the line, going forward, going into expansion. But there are several fans who've said, I want you guys to write a really down and dirty blues song, or I want to hear something that's sad and heartbreaking. And so we're trying to find the way to that in a way that isn't what we consider a downer. You know, we're trying to find a way to just share everything from a way that actually lifts and opens up space. I think that's... You know, laughter. Laughter's great, for example. And just sharing the deepest experiences that we have, just trying to give them music, because music is such a medium for the lyrics. The music itself affects every cell in our body, I'm quite sure. And the lyrics, hopefully, create an expansion in your mind or heart. That's the hope.
Yeah, and I think you can delve deep without sacrificing upliftment. And if anybody can do it, it's you guys. So.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I bought a hat today. Is probably our best example so far of a song that doesn't. That's on the news. That's on the CD. When There Is Music, is I bought a hat today.
Oh yeah, that's. Yeah. A
I think
one.
We sang it for you last.
Yeah.
Year.
You did. Yeah. You did. Uh-huh. You'll just
it's
have
got
to
quite
get
a nice. yeah, Gary's been really busy lately engineering our songs, re-recording. We've been re-recording songs from our first album, Summer, for the new one, and he's been busy making magic happen with lots of layers of our singing. It's really great.
Right.
Yeah, we're having fun.
All right, you want to end with one last song?
Sure.
Okay. Is there time to still play that cut from the, to play the
yes, because that one doesn't...
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Have to be within the time.
Pick something, Angelisa. I don't know. You pick. You
pick. No, after
I like them all. It's amazing how each of these is like, you know, they're like children, you know. You like them all.
They're thinking.
Sure.
Let's do this.
Okay, great.
I love it when you play the guitar with it.
I will.
Great.
We mentioned
We do this one a cappella a lot. That's why I said that. This one's called The Cove. And, both Gary and I... are fond of the ocean. I bet you are too. So, this one's called The Cove.
There's a place by the ocean. between the cliffs and the tide, a narrow sandy slice of the garden with the rocks on either side. Come and meet me by the water. I'll see you at the edge of the sea. Neptune's son and Aphrodite's daughter, for one day we shall be free. You won't need your suit of armor, you may leave it on the sand. Feel the sun upon your body and the breeze upon your skin. Come and meet me by the waters. We'll gather at the edge of the sea. Neptune's sons and Aphrodite's daughters, for one day we shall be free. Come and meet me by the waters. We'll gather at the edge of the sea. Neptune's sons and Aphrodite's daughters, for one day we shall be free. One day we
Oh, thank you so much, Angelisa and Gary of The Harmony People, folks. www.theharmonypeople.com for more information about upcoming shows and about upcoming CDs. And they can make purchases online, or how does that work?
Yeah, there are links. All of our stuff is on iTunes, Amazon, the usual suspects. Okay. And there are links on our site to those songs.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Alita.
You're welcome.
Wonderful to see you again.
Yeah, thanks. It was so funny. I ran into Angelisa at the co-op, the Ashland Co-op.
Of course.
Kind of like the town
actual,
well.
The town actual center of Ashland.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. So you're listening to KSKQ 89.5 FM in Ashland, Oregon, where you can hear live music as beautiful as this. What could be better to start your Saturday morning? So we're going to end with a recorded song from Angelisa and Gary's CD, When There Is Music, and this is called Living in a Dream. So enjoy the rest of your day, dear listeners.
Indigo Ocean, Turquoise Bay, colors of perfection on a sunny blue day. Hey, hey, we're living in a dream. Waterfall, mountain stream, jump into the water, cool and clean. Hey, hey, we're living in a dream. We're living dream. Ah, we're living in a dream. Ah, we're
when you sleep at night. The colors are even more beautiful in the day's clear light. There must be a thousand shades of green. It's all more vivid when we're sharing the dream. We're living in a dream. We're living in a dream. Thing the naked eye can see. The nearest star lights up our day from 93 million miles away. Hey, hey, we're living in a dream. I used to live my life asleep at the wheel, thinking the things that happened to me were oh so real. I opened my eyes, it was plain to see. No longer a passenger in my life, the driver is me. Hey, hey, we're living in a dream.
We're living in a dream.
Everything in life is so much simpler than it seemed.
Humble and human,
humble and human. We rise from the dirt, the children of the children of the children of the earth.
We're living in a dream.
Dream.